Boys Sports Wrap.
Great sport on the telly over the weekend. I'm a little tired on the Monday, not from my outrageous lifestyle because I'm locked down, but thank God for great overnight sport.
You love it, don't you?
The British Open won and run. Narrowly joins us. Talk us through it, Nez.
Thank you very much for having me, guys, and giving me a bit of company in lockdown.
Yes. I see you've made an effort for us too on Zoom. You've been in that hoodie for 5 days now.
I've seen that hoodie before, I reckon.
I reckon you have seen this hoodie before. This is my go-to comfort sitting on the couch or in hotel quarantine. This is lockdown quarantine number 8 for me. So this hoodie has had a fair old workout.
8 for you.
Right.
You've done all of ours and a few overseas. Yeah. Well done. Talk us through the British Open, which was played at St. George's. Which, do you know what they did? They've had this is astonishing to me. Talk about discrimination. There's a rule at that club that you cannot play the course unless you have a handicap below 23.4.
Interesting.
There you go.
No, sorry, 18.4, which means they're basically saying you have to have a bogey golf handicap.
Right.
Discrimination. I would just lie. I'd falsify the documents, which I normally do on a golf cart anyway.
I definitely think that's the biggest story to come out of the Open, Mickey. Not the fact that Colin Morikawa won he becomes the only player to win two majors on debut. Amazing effort. So he won the PGA Championship on debut almost a year ago. This time, of course, he has spectators watching, which is amazing. He's now a two-time major winner at just 24 years of age and halfway to the career Grand Slam after 8 starts, which is the first man since 1934 to do that. His total of 15 under 265 was a 72-hole record as well in 15 British Opens.
Whenever I watch him, I keep thinking I'm watching him in slow motion because his takeaway is outrageously slow.
Interesting.
So to get from the ball position up to about his hips, he does it. And you go, what's wrong with my telly? or you reach for your remote going, what's happening?
I'm in slow motion here.
And then it winds up and you go, oh, no.
Whack.
That's what he does. Whatever it is, it works for him. Good on him. What about the UK Grand Prix? I love a good stink in Formula One. And this is one between the two leading teams. Talk us through it.
Yeah, so title contenders Max Verstappen and Lewis Hamilton. Huge controversy here. Basically, Hamilton claimed his 8th victory at the British Grand Prix.
Yes, he did.
But there was an incident in the opening lap where their wheels collided or connected.
He ran him off the road.
Verstappen crashed out, crashing into the tyre wall at 290 kilometres an hour.
Oh, well.
Ouch. This is the audio.
This time on the inside, a consummate touch. Verstappen is out of the race, and that's a big crash into Cops. Lewis Hamilton and Max Verstappen coming together. Hamilton continues on.
He kept going. One. And then celebrated.
And afterwards, Verstappen ended up in hospital and he tweeted from hospital, glad I'm okay, very disappointed with being taken out like this. The penalty given does not help us and doesn't do justice to the dangerous move Lewis made on track. Watching the celebrations while still in hospital is disrespectful and unsportsmanlike behaviour. But we move on. Doesn't sound like he's moving on. And apparently he followed Hamilton on Instagram. Who knows if that's true? I didn't follow them beforehand to know if they have unfollowed each other. But Hamilton has basically said, I didn't do anything wrong. All fair and love and war. The stewards decided that Hamilton was predominantly at fault, handed him a 10-second penalty.
And but 2 points. And 2 premiership points. I think he was docked as well. But here's the thing. Boo-hoo Max Verstappen, who's clearly the most dangerous driver on the circuit and ran his own stablemate, Ricciardo, off at every opportunity. And, in fact, a cabal of drivers went to the racing authority and said, Max Verstappen is dangerous.
Right.
So to hear him calling it out, it's a little deaf ears as far as I'm concerned.
The thing is, though, he is okay for those fans of Max Verstappen. He's going to be fine. And good news for Aussie, Dan Ricciardo had his best result in his first year at McLaren, finished 5th, but still behind teammate Lando Norris, who finished 4th.
That's going to be interesting at the end of the season, isn't it? What they do with Daniel Ricciardo. Tour de France, the Aussies, I mean, this is an outstanding result from a young Australian.
Yeah, Ben O'Connor has come 4th in his Tour de France debut.
He's brilliant.
In that's huge.
Shout out to the West Aussie. Becomes the fourth Australian to finish in the top five.
Well,
he only
done.
Started racing in his late teens, Mickey, because he was jealous of his friend who had a road bike. So I say beers for the friend who had the road bike. Now we've got another champion cyclist, Slovenian Tadej Pogacar, won for the second time. 22 years of age, the youngest two-time winner of the race.
We're running out of time. We'll get to the NBA finals another time. Just quickly, Olympics. There's a huge story emanating out of the Olympic Village. Would you like to share it with us?
They have introduced anti-sex beds, Mickey, cardboard beds that only hold 200 kilograms of weight. So it's all good for the shot putters and weightlifters. Tweets about or from the athletes basically saying, well, that's for distance runners, so we can have some fun. Raising concerns about weeing the bed in the middle of the night. I think there's greater concerns if you're an adult and you're still doing that. But also, Mickey, a different story of the fact that there's an early setback for the anti-intimacy beds, and that is that there is also an aphrodisiac at play at the Olympics because there's a plague of oysters threatening a key venue.
Good
so
Lord.
We've got three things going head-to-head at the moment, and it could derail the Tokyo 2020 Olympics.
Stay
off the plague of oysters have been taken care of.
Stop the oysters. Stuff the cardboard bed that won't support two people, especially with a wet patch. I mean, that's just, you know. That's not going to do. You know, take yourself, if you're going to the Olympic Village, take your own fridge box. That's all I'm saying. Thank you, Nez. You've kept us
Another athlete just said, I'm putting the mattress on the floor, unless the floor's ready sets to.
Narrowly Meadows joining us there. Ordinarily speaking, by the way, grab that podcast. It's a good listen if you're in lockdown. Song Whisper up next. You're listening to Malloy. This is Triple M.